Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Monsters Insiders right here on NEO Sports Insiders. Matt Lodi, along with our good friend, the play-by-play voice of the Lake Erie Monsters, Tony Brown. And if you haven't seen Tony Brown, nobody has, because he's been MIA. He's been out on the road with the Lake Erie Monsters, a couple of big wins this past week, which we'll talk about. But, Tony, you're home right now getting set to go back on the road for a long stretch. This is the longer of the two stretches. And Monsters, though, in this stretch, so far, so good.
Yeah, thanks so much again for having me, Matt. It's always fun to hop on board with you. Yeah, we're back in Strongsville right now at OBM Arena. Actually, practice going on as we speak. Guys coming off about a week on the road, about 7 days or so. And now you mentioned it, hitting the road for even more time coming up. Just enough time to sort of get acclimated, do some laundry, so to speak, and then right back onto the bus. So Grand Rapids Saturday, then on to Winnipeg, and then, four more games after that. So it's a six-game stretch in just about 9-10 days. So it'll be busy, but excited to get back out there and keep piling up the wins.
You know, you look at the Central, we'll talk about some of these games, including the big win over Milwaukee the other night, but you look at the Central right now, Tony, Monsters in fifth place, and that may not sound that good, but when you think about it, the fact that this team has played so many road games, and the fact that at 40 points they're technically still tied for fourth with Charlotte, not so bad, especially with the turnarounds, guys coming up and down from Columbus. I think this team has got to be happy. I mean, sure, they could be playing better in some areas, no question about it, but I think they got to be happy with where they're at.
Well, I think, yeah, there's definitely, if you ask Coach Bednar, he would say he's not satisfied with the way his team's been playing, but certainly there have been signs that things are getting back to normal. I think through the course of any season, no matter how much talent or which players you have available to you on your roster at a given time, you're going to go through stretches where maybe due to call-ups, like you mentioned, but also injuries and just the general attrition of a 76-game season, you're going to go through periods of time when you're dealing with some issues. And the Monsters certainly are sort of, I think, coming out of that stretch here. They just snapped with that 4-0 win in Milwaukee over the first-place Admirals on Tuesday, an eight-game road losing streak. And that was kind of one of those things where it creeps up on you. You don't realize it, but you look on the schedule and you see the team hadn't won a road game since mid-November. Just kind of a shocking thing, but that's what happens when you're dealing with the loss of lots of key guys in your lineup, including in the Monsters' case right now, not one but both of their top goaltenders are up with the Columbus Blue Jackets due to some Columbus goaltending injuries there. So right now it's kind of held together with duct tape and all of that for the Monsters, but they're getting the job done, and I think that win in Milwaukee was definitely a big confidence boost heading into a tough stretch here, starting with a big rivalry game against the Griffins. We all know how the last meeting between those two teams ended at the Q.
Yeah, that was quite the night. I think they're still trying to sort out all those penalties, Tony, from that game. It just seemed like every time you turned your head, somebody was either getting into a fight or getting thrown in the penalty box or something like that. It was just a crazy night. Let's talk a little bit about the Milwaukee game. You mentioned it. A huge win for this team over a first-place team. And not only that, but it breaks that eight-game road losing streak. And you do it with a quality win, 4-0. You get a shorthanded goal in that game. You get a couple of big goals late. You get an empty netter at the very end. But at the same time, Tony, this was, to me, you know, along with those Grand Rapids wins, this was probably the biggest win of the year.
It was right up there, I think, and it's kind of funny to say that because the emotional highs that come with that win that snapped the Grand Rapids streak or that win the following game against the Toronto Marlies, who were playing so well at the time, those are obvious to pick out as the big wins. But I think that one in Milwaukee kind of means a lot to this team. If you watch the tape, it might not mean a lot to the rest of the league, but one advantage you have when you're on the road, I think, is you sort of, you know, you're out of your regular routine. You're out of the day-to-day. You're in strange cities. You're in a different place every night. So the fact that was a Tuesday night game doesn't really mean anything for the Monsters. I mean, they're going to work. They're trying to lose this streak. And not to say that Milwaukee didn't give it their best shot in that game, but certainly I think a Tuesday night game when you're playing at home and you're in your regular rhythm, and you're not in the midst of one of these lengthy road trips, certainly it's an easy one to take your eye off the ball a little bit. Milwaukee's a dangerous offensive team. They weren't able to generate very many chances or really very many shots on goal at all in that game. And I think one big building block that the Monsters can take away from that win, aside from ending the streak and aside from getting back in the winner's column and all of that, was Brad Peason. That was his first start with both Jonas Korpisalo and Forsberg up in Columbus, like we mentioned. That was Peason's third appearance, first start of the year for the Monsters. and thanks to some really good responsible play in the defensive zone and a solid performance from him too, he comes away with a 19-save shutout. So for this team that's sort of, you know, sweating a little bit with the goaltending situation, I think that was big to see that they can win games against elite teams in the league with the goaltending tandem they have right now. So certainly positives to take away beyond just the 2 points.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, this road trip coming up, if you're going to break a streak, you might as well do it before you go back on the road. The Monsters will be back in action, as Tony mentioned, against Grand Rapids on Saturday. Then you've got a Monday and a Wednesday game in Manitoba. You go back to Grand Rapids. Then you go to Chicago before wrapping this thing up all on Martin Luther King Day at Rockford at the BMO Harris Bank Center against the Ice Hogs. So when you look at this daunting task, what is the message from Coach Bednar to these guys about this, you know, this upcoming road trip, do you think, Tony?
I think it's just keep doing what you're doing. I mean, that's what Coach echoes every day. We talk to him prior to each game and ask him what the keys are. And more often than not, he says, just play, you know, sort of in spite of the opponent and focus on your own game and execute the things that we've been trying to do all year. It's easy to go back to your systems when you're dealing with, due to, you know, all the reasons we've discussed, a different lineup from night to night. So the focus needs to be internal, and I think the Monsters have plenty to be encouraged about. A couple of things that may have flown under the radar this week that are going to help the team moving forward. That game in Milwaukee was the first game back for a couple of guys who'd experienced long layoffs. Manny Malhotra, who helped win the Spengler Cup for Team Canada, missed 6 games. He's back with the team, so that is a huge contribution down the middle. Nick Mutri, who was kind of day-to-day and missed 11 games, finally made his return, and that was big to have some size on the left side of the forward group for the Monsters. Sonny Milano was not back for that game. He is back now, fresh off winning the bronze medal with Team USA in the World Junior Championships over in Finland. And despite the call-ups, you might have seen Josh Anderson called up yesterday. The Monsters are feeling reinforced, I think, and, you know, encouraged. And the other little note for you here, you may have seen the announcement yesterday, too, if you follow the Monsters on Facebook, Twitter, all that. But Kirby Reichel named to the AHL All-Star team, which will happen in Syracuse, New York, at the end of the month. So that's an exciting feather in the cap for him and for this club, too. And I think there's plenty to feel excited and encouraged about as they take on a team that they don't care for very much on Saturday in Grand Rapids against the Griffins.
Let's talk specifically real quick about Kirby. I mean, an incredible season for a young player who, you know, wants to take the step to the next level. He's already had a taste of it. When you get an honor like that, though, Tony, I mean, it obviously shows everybody, including hopefully himself, that he's right on the cusp of making that jump to the next level. Don't you agree with that?
Well, he's been called up 4 times already this year. I mean, he was a guy that in his longest stint with Columbus this season really established himself as a regular contributor on that fourth line along with Gregory Campbell and for a time Josh Anderson. I think Kirby, you know, he's a first round pick from a couple of years ago. He's a highly touted prospect, one of the top prospects in the Columbus system right now, and there have been a couple of things mentioned over the past few weeks, a couple of stories written about him supposedly, allegedly requesting a trade prior to the season and all that. You know, for me, I just think he's a really solid straight line hockey player. He plays a tough physical game. He can score goals. He shoots the puck. He does all the things you want a young player to do well. And this recognition as an AHL All-Star is just another thing to sort of put on another line item on the resume, so to speak. And I think Kirby is a guy that we're really happy to have here. And every game that he's playing here and not in Columbus is just a bonus for the Monsters and for this organization and city.
Again, we're talking with our good friend Tony Brown right here on Monsters Insiders here on Northeast Ohio Sports Insiders, NEOSI. And, of course, when you look at this upcoming road trip, Tony, you like the fact that you're getting this out of the way because then when you come home, you got 5 straight at home and 7 of your next 9 at home. So it's almost like home cooking's coming, and that's something you can get to look forward to.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, it's always easier to play at home. And, you know, for those reasons we talked about Milwaukee maybe, being out of their comfort zone when you play at home for an extended period of time, not that you get more comfortable, but it just makes everything, it greases the wheels a little bit for the players, makes everything a little bit more easier to stomach. And so, you know, this is going to be 10 days that'll seem like 20 for the Monsters, no doubt. And, it's a meat grinder, but every team goes through it throughout the season, and this is just kind of the Monsters' turn. And they'll try to make the most of it because, you know, coming home is great, but it's no guarantee that you're going to play any better than you had been. So hopefully by then we'll have a lot of fresh bodies back from Columbus, maybe off the injury report. And looking forward to this trip, but certainly to come home to Cleveland, where these players have enjoyed tremendous support all year long.
And again, if you're looking ahead, Monsters fans, the Monsters' first game back here at the Q in Cleveland will be on Wednesday, January 20th. It is a Wednesday night game against Grand Rapids. And again, if you were either at the last Grand Rapids game at the Q, or if you heard about it, you know how exciting that was. In some ways good, in some ways bad. But they will certainly get ready for a big game against Grand Rapids on the 20th. And then the 22nd, you've got a 7 o'clock home game on a Friday night against Milwaukee. And then they turn around the very next day at a 1:30 game against Milwaukee. So a lot of great hockey coming back to the Q here in just a short period of time, in about 2 weeks. Monsters and Grand Rapids on the 20th, and then two games against the Admirals of Milwaukee. First place right now in the division of the IHL, in the Central Division, the division that the Monsters are in, on Friday and Saturday. Tony, have a safe road trip. Enjoy all the action on the ice and on the gridiron, too. I know you have a vested interest in that this weekend as well. Wink, wink. Go Vikings. But we'll talk to you when you get back in town.
Yeah, appreciate it, Matt. Going to be enjoying some sub-zero temperatures up in Winnipeg, I'm sure, and also Vikings dealing with some cold temperatures in the Twin Cities. And me and Toby Peterson, one of the assistant coaches here for the Monsters, big Vikings guy, so we'll have a good purple contingent there. And also, quick note for you, you mentioned that game on the 23rd, that Saturday afternoon game at home against Milwaukee. Announced yesterday due to the Cavs, Bulls, nationally televised NBA game that night. Start time has moved from 1:30. To 1 o'clock for that one. So for fans that are preparing, they can check that announcement on LakeErieMonsters.com. But again, thanks so much for having me, Matt. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And can't wait to do so again. But between now and then, lots of big points to earn on the road. We're looking forward to getting that done.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Matt.